Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. So if you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images. And allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, as it removes all heavy, negative, or dark energies, allowing your heart to be filled with joy, peace, love, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it expands throughout your chest, moving into your lungs. Feeling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing each and every breath to be revitalizing and rejuvenating. Continue to see this light as it now moves into each and every red blood cell that passes through your heart and your lungs, feeling your blood with healing energies, and allowing it to flow to every extremity of your body. And now continue to see this light as it fills the chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips. Allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see the light as it flows up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into the cheeks, the ears, the nose, the eyes, the forehead, and moving up into your crown. Activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now continue to see this light as it flows into the diaphragm and the stomach, continuing to bring healing to these organs of digestion and assimilation, deeper breathing, allowing for your light to heal these organs completely. giving you greater life through your nutrients and your breath. Continue to see the light as it now flows into the small intestine and the large, bringing healing to these organs of digestion and elimination, allowing you to absorb your light energies, allowing you to retain the life force. And now continue to see this light as it flows into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health. Continue to see this light as it flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these parts of your body that are concerned with regeneration, reproduction, release, rejuvenation, allowing you to have the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, that no longer serve your highest good. And now continue to see the light as it flows through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And continue to see the light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies that are in your body to flow through these cords, to be given to Mother Earth, to be recycled, to create something beautiful. And now, see the light that is in your body as it grows brighter and brighter and begins to turn into a beautiful golden white light. See this light as the golden energy heals you, restores you, raises you in vibration and frequency, allowing you to transmute and transform all energies that are needed. Continue to see the light as it flows through the pores and all openings of your body. Now you are filled with golden light and surrounded with golden light. You are in a bubble of light. Allow this energy to heal you, to protect you, to restore you, to heal your skin, your hair, to become a magnet for you, to draw into your life all that is good, all that is desired. And now see this golden light as it spreads throughout the room, the space you are in, filling the space with healing energies, transmuting, transforming, bringing into higher vibrations all energies that this comes in contact with. And now see the light as it passes through the walls or any obstacles with ease, reaching out into your environment around your home, carrying this golden light to bring healing to the space that your home is in. Again, raising all in vibration who come in contact with this light, restoring them to a higher state of consciousness and awareness. And now continue to see the light as it moves out into your neighborhood, your village, your town, your city, until all spaces are filled with golden white light, healing and restoring all life, bringing into balance, raising in consciousness and awareness. All energy, all life that comes in contact with this light. Continue to see this as it grows brighter and brighter, as it fills your city, your town, your village, moving out into the state, the country, feeling your entire country with white, golden light. Healing, restoring, balancing, transmuting, dissolving all energies that do not serve your highest good. Continue to see this light as it spreads throughout our earth, where all of our lights join together as one, as we are reconnected, reunited through our light, through our love. And now see this light as it expands throughout our whole planet, growing stronger and stronger in vibration, in healing, in power and strength. Again, dissolving any energies that are unneeded and not for our highest good. Moving deep into the earth with our light to connect to our subterranean family and our family beneath the waters. Reuniting us once again through our consciousness, our intention to be reunited and to be aware of one another's presence on this planet. Allowing for an increase in light and love and healing on planet Earth, within and without. Continue to see our light as it now joins together as one, and we are all increased in healing and power and strength and love and memory. Allowing our light to now expand into the atmosphere of our planet, bringing healing to the auric field, the energy body of Mother Earth, restoring her energetically into the fifth dimension, dissolving the lower frequencies of the third dimension, allowing light and love, higher frequencies, to heal and restore all life on this planet and the planet herself. Continue to see our light as it now expands 360 degrees around our planet, moving out into our galaxy, our universe, and eventually into the multiverse, to reconnect with our light family wherever they are, realigning us through our hearts, through our desire to be in oneness, in peace, and in love, healing all space, all time, all dimensions, densities, alternate realities, with our love, our light, our intention to be free of lower energies. Through our love, we are united. Through our light, we are one. We are in remembrance that we are the light, we are love, and we are source. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you, family. Thank you. You are so powerful. Thank you so much. I have so many chills right now. Wow. Thank you. Whew. Okay. Let's dive in today. We'll begin our discussion with the horsemen. Now, last week we covered the youth cards, which are the jacks in our modern day playing cards, and the pages in the modern tarot deck. I didn't make that clear last week, so I wanted to review it quickly before we moved on. So now let's discuss the horsemen, which are called the knights in the modern day tarot. Remember, the horsemen do not represent people. They represent thoughts or unseen intelligences. Because thoughts are ruled by Arcanum number 1, each horseman has a numerical value of 1. In divination, they are read as thoughts or intelligences that have an influence upon a life, the person you are doing the reading for, or yourself. When you are doing a reading, you need to be aware that the one who is thinking the thoughts is indicated by the court card that is nearest the horseman in the spread. Now, the Horseman of Scepters, this is also known as the card of the Wands. This card denotes thoughts concerning business. Right side up, it indicates thoughts that are advantageous to the person that the reading is for. In reverse, it indicates thoughts that are opposed to the business interest of the person being read for. The Horseman of Cups. This card denotes thoughts of love or affection. Right side up, they are sincere and to the person's advantage. In reverse, this indicates deceit or opposition to their true affectionate desires. The Horseman of Coins. This card denotes thoughts relating to health or money. Right side up, this denotes positive prosperity or good health for the one the reading is for. In reverse, this denotes plots to unfairly obtain money from the one being read for. And lastly, the Horseman of Swords. This denotes thoughts of enmity, strife, or sickness. Right side up, it indicates thoughts devoted to the defense or protection of the person the reading is for. In reverse, this represents plans or desires to ruin the person the reading is for. Now, these are the horsemen and the last of the court cards in the ancient Egyptian tarot. So now I would like to share a few more thoughts on Arcanum number 14, The Alchemist, that we covered last week. And remember, this is Taurus. This is about regeneration and temperance. The regenerative power of love is the ultimate alchemist. And this is Arcanum number 14. Regenerative love does not need any physical action. But all action that stems from this love becomes a powerful force that gives life to all. And this is why Taurus is denoted with this regenerative love. It comes after the energy of Aries, which is the new beginning, the new life. And when we move into the time of Taurus, when the sun moves into the time of Taurus, then plenty and abundance, much life begins to flourish on the planet. And this is called regenerative love. And I think that is such a beautiful term and something for us to contemplate more and more deeply. Now, love is known as the ultimate alchemist. And we are striving to be alchemists in our lives because we are all moving through an alchemical process if we are in the process of our awakening. So we want to be a conscious adept that is aware of alchemy, that knows something about the transformation and transmutation of energy and forces, so that we learn to respect the unseen forces in our lives. And for me, being a person within my life that has always been aware of the unseen, it is interesting to me how people really don't pay attention to the unseen forces that play a really big part in our everyday lives. And so for you, it should be very different. For someone who's interested in this show, you are showing that you want to know more. So love is the ultimate alchemist. So we not only want to be in love with life within ourselves, but we want to be the vibration of love. And in that, we are truly the ultimate alchemist. When we vibrate in love, then we begin to transform and transmute any energies and all energy that we come in contact with. We raise all in vibration to become something new. Now, we have been taught like children in our modern day understanding of spirituality or religion. We have taught to look at people and think, well, they're the same. They look the same, so they have to be the same. But know that we are all energy. Everything is energy. It's constantly moving, constantly shifting, never, ever, ever the same. Just like a running river. If you go to the river today, you take a cup and you dip it in and you drink that water. Tomorrow, if you go back and do it again, you're not drinking the same water. And sadly, today, many of us can't go to the river and drink the water because it is toxic. And why has our waters become toxic? It's because we are missing the energy of regenerative love on our planet. The water should always be in a state of renewal. And it is symbolic of us, of our spiritual state, that we are in a constant state of transformation. And so just like the water that is constantly running, we should be in that state of growth, transformation, renewal, restoration. But it is only through our vibration that we can manifest this. Just like our planet needs more love, she needs to love herself more, and we are the consciousness of planet Earth. So we represent the love of the Earth. We are her consciousness. And so when we begin to transform our lives and we begin to take our energy, vibration, frequency more seriously, and we begin to work on ourselves and do self-improvement, and we strive to become the vibration of love, then our planet will be transformed. And all things that need to be healed will be transmuted. Because this is the way of regenerative love. So we need to become the energy of the ultimate alchemist. Arcanum number 14. We need to embody this energy in order to heal our own lives and to heal the earth and all of humanity. So as we study these major arcanum, I want you to keep in mind that these are all aspects of the self. They are all archetypal energies that we give names to in order to try to understand them more fully. We are made up of all of these energies, and it is imperative that you choose consciously which ones you want to express and give life to. There is a story being told here within these 22 major arcanum, and your job is to interpret this story for yourself. These arcanum contain warnings and guidances for your safe passage through this physical incarnation. Your soul is at risk of being trapped in the lower dimensions, the lower densities, if you fail to take control of your shadow energy. And this is real. You must find the balance and maintain it in your life. You must purify your mind and your body. So take more seriously what you allow yourself to partake in. Just turning on the TV and allowing it to play is no good. It's not good for you, because those things that are playing in the background are moving into your subconscious mind, and you create your reality through your subconscious mind. So you have to be more intentional of what you allow yourself to be exposed to, what conversations you partake in, what things you just in everyday life partake in through the internet, through conversations at work, with friends, whatever it may be. Because you must purify your mind and body. And so that means you have to be conscious of what you're thinking about, what you allow to enter your mind, and what you put into your body. You must strive to learn all that you can to assist you on your soul's journey to your awakening. We are all in the process of our awakening. And it is through your striving to learn and to understand greater concepts that you will assist yourself in this awakening process. And all of this can help you. Everything that I'm sharing with you on this show is up to you how you use it. And I pray that you are receiving great knowledge, wisdom within your heart, mind, and soul, and using this information to better your life. So now, after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the Black Magician, the 15th of the 22 major arcana in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin our very deep discussion on the Black Magician, also known as the Devil card in the modern day tarot. This is the 15th of the 22 major arcana in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. The Black Magician astrologically relates to the planet Saturn. In occult science, the meaning is weather predicting. The human function is the physical body. The natural remedy is naturopathy. The color is blue. The mineral is lead. The letter is X. The number is 15. And these are synonymous. X15 expresses in the spiritual world as predestination. In the intellectual world, as mystery. In the physical world, as unseen fatality. In divination, Arcanum 15 may be read as fatality or black magic. Now, please close your eyes if you are able to, in order to see the Black Magician within your mind as it was done in ancient times. Arcanum number 15 is pictured as Typhon, the ancient beast with 100 dragon heads that can breathe fire. He is known as the genius of evil. And you will remember he was also found on the Wheel card, which was Arcanum number 10. He is standing triumphantly over the ruins of a temple. In his right hand, he holds a scepter. surmounted by a circle, resting between two divergent bars. This looks like a circle sitting inside of a letter V. This is an emblem of hatred and division. In the other hand, this creature holds the torch of destruction. This torch has set the fire that destroyed the temple on which he stands. He is crowned with a flame to indicate that he is not of this world. He is an evil spirit. He has the wings of a bat to indicate he is an inhabitant of the realms of darkness. He has a horn on his nose, and this signifies a stubborn rebellion. He has the breasts of a woman and the organs of a man. This is an ancient symbol representing self-centeredness and a being that is devoid of love. This is because a woman's breasts are there to nurture her young. But in this situation, the breasts are on a man's body and are devoid of milk. They cannot produce. This is why it represents a being who is without love. No milk, no love. This is an ancient symbology. The body of this Typhon creature is that of a hog with the organs of a man. This denotes greed. He has the feet of a goat to indicate the sign of Capricorn, the home sign of Saturn or Satan. This is the sign most devoted to material ambitions. Now remember that Capricorn is Arcanum number 8, the balance. And this card, Arcanum 15, which is the energy of Saturn, is compatible with the energy of Satan. It's not Capricorn. Okay, so at the feet of this demon, two men are chained. The demon is the master of chaos, and he has control of their minds. They have the head and horns of a goat to indicate that their minds have been exclusively used to further material and selfish gains through the use of trickery and deception. They are chained at the neck and lay at the monster's feet to represent the certain fate that awaits all who use their magical powers to attain selfish and material ends. Sooner or later, they become the slaves of the very forces they have used and are finally completely destroyed in body and in soul. And even after their physical death, they are chained by their evil deeds to the underworlds. A snake emerges from the belly of the beast and not the brow to indicate the lower uses of intellectual energy. It indicates the creative force is not being used for enlightenment, but for physical gratification. It also represents disintegrative mediumship rather than conscious control. And we talked about this in another episode about the dangers of mediumship. And this is what this represents. This shows that a lower being has taken over the body, and the center of power within this being is in the solar plexus. This becomes a very destructive force. Now, as you think about the symbology of this card, you can see clearly that Typhon is very present in our modern day culture as well. Remember, this is an evil spirit that takes over the minds and the bodies of those who allow him to use their vessels. These people are empathetic to this energy, and today we know it as Satan. To many ancient cultures, it was known as Typhon. And if you do any research, you will see that it has many different descriptions and names, depending on the culture. But all are very beastly and evil. Now, a lot of people choose not to believe in the darker forces, but you have to understand and understand that this is a universe of duality. And so there is the light and there is the dark. There is the good and there is the evil. So there are evil spirits, and they do very dark things. But these spirits move into the bodies of people, just like the spirits of good, the higher vibrational beings. And this is what I'm always taxed with when I speak to people who do not believe in energies that they can't see. Well, if you don't believe in something you can't see, then look at the people you can see, because they are filled with these dark spirits that are doing evil things on our planet. And this is where this Arcanum 15 comes from. Is here to help us understand that these are unseen forces. And just like I was talking about earlier, many people have challenges with unseen forces, or they just simply do not believe in them. But they are very real. And I believe that it is because of this disbelief that is so systemic within our societies today that people just do not believe in so many things, that this darkness has taken hold of our planet. Because in ancient times, they knew of these evil spirits. They knew of this darkness, and they could see it when it entered into the hearts and minds of people. And so I want to share something with you about this. We take it very generally today, and we kind of don't even understand where it all came from. But the iron bars that we put prisoners behind, that energy iron, it repels lower evil spirits. And it stops them from being able to morph or physically shift into different forms and to use their magic. So iron bars are very ancient. Iron itself is used to remove and to protect from evil and dark spirits. And that's why people of olden times put iron bars around their home, iron gates around their home, and iron gates around cemeteries. Because any dark spirits that were within the cemetery could not exit unless you yourself went into the cemetery and brought them out with you. And so it is advised that children are never to enter into a cemetery because there are dark spirits there. And they really, really are jealous and envious of children because, of course, they are disincarnated. They do not have a body any longer. And they want to live again so that they can partake in all of the things of the flesh that they enjoyed. And so when you bring your children into cemeteries, these beings can attach to their energy. And it was known within the native cultures and within the ancient cultures that children were never to enter into these places. And this is even one of the reasons why the dead were burned, so that their ashes could be placed either into Mother Earth or into the waters, and there was no place on the earth where all these dead bodies would be buried, because it changes the vibration of that place. So you will find different spots on the planet. Hawaii is definitely one of them, where many tragedies have happened, where many deaths have taken place. And the land is tainted. The land is cursed, as the indigenous would say, because of the deaths, the horrible deaths. And this is energy. This energy is real. It sits there. And people who are sensitive can feel it. And I had that experience. It was so intense in Hawaii. We went to a place with these banyan trees. And I was immobilized by the energy that was there. It was so intense. It brought me to my knees. And I began to see the murders that were taking place from the Europeans that had invaded the Hawaiian Islands, and how they began to murder the women and the children after they had destroyed the men. And the women and children had come to this high point on the island where all the banyan trees were. And they were hiding underneath these roots. And if you know a banyan tree and you've seen one, when they get very large, they are just tremendous. And their roots come up out of the ground like fingers. And there's lots of space to go under them. And this is where the women and children were hiding. And I was there with a spiritual group, and we went to this spot, and it was supposed to be a place that was very sacred. And this is what, obviously very sacred to the native Hawaiians, because many of their people were massacred there. But to this group, they misunderstood that word, and they went there to pray or whatever. But for me, it was so intense. I had to get away from there, because I could only feel the souls that were trapped there and still disincarnate, as if it had just happened. So these places are all over. They're all over. And when you come to this space, the indigenous people say you cannot build here, because you will never be at peace if you build on this land. These souls, these spirits will torment you, because they are tormented themselves. And the people who invited us to their homes here in Hawaii, at that place where we went, the older man bore witness to me that he was tormented from the very day he bought that land. And I was able to tell him why and what had happened there. And it's a long story. It's a very beautiful story. But he was there to redeem himself, because his soul was one of those who came and murdered those people. But even when he was a part of that group that came to massacre those people, he was saddened by it, and he did not want to do it, but he was forced to do it. And so his soul returned to come back to heal that land. And that man just cried, and he was in his 80s or 90s. Beautiful soul, very few words, but I believe I was able to give him some peace of why he was there. And so I'm sharing this with you because this is all very real. This energy of Typhon, of whatever we call him, Satan, this energy is real. You need to know what it looks like and what it feels like so that you can avoid it. So pay attention to the symbology that is used here. Now, numerically, number 15 is the second decad of six. Arcanum 6 represents trial and temptation. It's the two paths. Therefore, number 15 may bring a yielding to such temptation to use invisible energies to gain personal power and ambitions at the expense of others. 15, in this sense, is the number of black magic, because the number 5 is the Hierophant, and it has experienced a change of fortune by being added to the number 10, which was the wheel of fortune, remember? The energy is now reversed, and now the elemental world has dominance over the mind. This indicates a fall from being a master of the unseen forces to a slave of those same forces. When such a fall occurs, the exalted priest becomes a prince of evil and is then no longer represented by the number 5, but by the number 15. In astrology, arcanum number 15 is the planet Saturn. In the lower aspects of this planet, we find the qualities that relate it to a very low frequency. It can promote a crafty selfishness and help to cause much suffering for those who yield to these lower aspects of the self. This is why it corresponds to arcanum number 15. Now, the human function of this arcanum is the physical body. This is a universe within itself. It is the external but energetic vehicle through which the soul gains experience and manifests its development. You should always be governed by the thoughts and feelings that contribute most to universal progression. But all too often, the body is used primarily to fulfill the lower animal gratifications. This is why the physical body corresponds to the planet Saturn and its lower aspects. And that can be transmuted. I want you to know that. That can be transmuted. Arcanum number 15 in alchemy represents the impure ingredients that move through the body, the mind, the spirit, and they must be removed in this alchemical process. In mental alchemy, these represent the discordant thoughts that people have. In spiritual alchemy, these represent the character flaws that we all have. These energies represent the scum or excess slag that rises to the surface and must be skimmed off and discarded. Now, in magic, arcanum number 15 represents all those methods by which the selfish and evil strive to gain control of others, to exploit them, and to make them their slaves. These are the intelligent beasts of prey, having no sympathy and no kindness for others. They are dominated by a greed for power and will stop at nothing to gain more of it. By means of thought diffusion, or what is better known as mind control, they craftfully take control of people's minds. And we talked about this in another episode as well. They send out highly charged emotional thoughts to dominate weaker minds, to get people all riled up into some idea. And they get them all emotional. And so they shut down all forms of logical thinking because they are full of emotion. Now, they call this the snowball effect, because just as a snowball gains in size as it rolls down a hill, so does this emotional charge in the people as they continue to feed it to them. Now, once they gain acceptance of certain ideas, which are utterly false and absurd, they will then go against the people. Because the people are not critically thinking, they're not being logical because they're being too emotional. Now, these ideals are only advantageous to those who want more power. They worm themselves into the highest positions of authority. And as soon as they are there, they begin to betray those who believed in them by warping ideas and twisting truths. So the higher doctrine or ideas that they once upheld now become its reverse. This happens on every level, from the highest positions of government and religions to the everyday leaders and common business practices, because they are ruled by energies. All such evil entities of this plane and the next survive by feeding off of the ignorance and innocence of humans. They use dark sorcery, as shown by the signs they make with their hands. They are racketeers and gangsters of both worlds. And the picture depicted on this card indicates both the bondage and the fate of those who follow the inversive path and become dominated by the spirit of greed and selfishness. In initiation, in the soul's pilgrimage, Arcanum number 15 represents the meeting with the dweller of the threshold. This threshold dweller is selfishness, and it is found within each and every one of us. And it can only be overcome by a rigid determination to live for the good of all, rather than just for the self. For where there is no love, selfishness rushes in to fill the void. And we all can see the selfish, greedy spirit that is ruling our planet. The greed for more wealth, for more power, that destroys people, countries. It is just too much. It is in overdrive on planet Earth right now. And so the only thing that can extinguish this dark energy is the vibration of Arcanum number 14, the regenerative love that we all have the ability to possess and to become. You must not extinguish the higher emotions of the self, because if you do, then you will be prevented from building a spiritual body, and you will have no strength, no strength of character, no willpower, nothing. So love and devotion are the things that build an immortal vehicle for your soul. This is the power of love that we all must become in order to overcome these darker, lower energies that exist within us all. So this is why I constantly share with you that we all must work with our shadow energy to cleanse the shadow. All of these dark attributes exist within us, even the best of us. So this is why we have to deal with them, because as above, so below, as without, so within. When we see these energies being played out on our planet, then this is proof that it still exists within us. And it means that we still must do more work. We still have to increase our light. We still have to cleanse our shadow. And so there is no end to the work, to the soul work, but it should be in joy. It should be in love that we work through our devotion to build a higher vibration for all on this planet. Through healing ourselves, healing our lives, working on our soul energy, then we help all of humanity. It has to be done one person at a time. Please tune in next week as we dive deeper into the Sacred Egyptian Tarot to discover Arcanum number 16, the Lightning, also known as the Tower card in the modern day tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.